Welcome to the Canine Cooperative Podcast. Let's chat about our method called the Mellow Method today.
The Mellow Method.
And we are doing this ahead of our e-course that we're putting out. And we just want to explain why we concentrate on this so much, where it came from.
Yeah.
And what it means and how it can help you.
Yeah. So the Mellow Method is, it's cute, the name, but it's actually an acronym where each letter stands for a concept that we have found over the years of training individually before we were partners, and then together we kind of honed it. We kind of like brought all of these little pieces that
like you do that, I do that. I do that too. Yeah. What?
We're like, isn't it amazing how this works with almost every dog? And then we asked ourselves, well, what is it we're actually doing?
Yeah. Well, so much of what we do, I think, is instinctual.
Yes.
And that's definitely the sign of being able to like work with a different species, is that you are instinctual about it. But having being able to put those instincts into words and actionable steps mm-hmm. for an owner
yes.
to do is really what this method breaks down to.
And understanding like why it works instead of just doing something because it works was a very key factor for me personally, because it's like, you can, if you're a trainer and you read something in a book and they're like, do this, or this is what operant conditioning, positive punishment, like all of these technical words and things, we can book, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, understand, but that gets lost in translation between the trainer mind and the owner's perspective, how the owner lives their life. So,
well, it's business jargon, right? Like, you don't want to necessarily know how the car was, all the different parts and components and all that kind of stuff that went in.
Yeah.
You want to know how to drive it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So we created this mellow method. We coined it based on the breadcrumbs of success that we were finding that were consistent across the board, not for specific cases, but for every dog with every issue, from happy-go-lucky puppy to really reactive to dog aggression to...
Want to take your face off.
Like, this kind of encompassed... it was almost like the missing piece of the puzzle to a lot of different things. And so that's why we created this mellow method. It's a process, is essentially what it is. It's a system or a process that almost anybody, trainer or owner, with any type of dog can move through to build a better foundation, to have a better understanding of their dog's headspace and perspective, and to build better communication with their dog in a way that's not like you don't have to quit your day job and become a dog trainer.
Right. And so the method itself is what we basically use to chronologically go through with each dog. The Mellow Mindset course are the actionable steps that we've pulled out of this method.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll break down the Mellow Method, and then we'll talk about the Mellow Mindset.
Yeah.
And Take it from there. So let's start with the acronyms of Mellow.
Yeah. So M. M is the first one. And the first thing we want to address with any dog that we work with is overall health. It's medical and
mind and body.
So that's what the M stands for. So we always recommend that anybody who starts working with us, or if you see an onset of issues, make sure your dog's checked out by a veterinarian, has a clean bill of health, because a lot of times certain behavioral issues can arise due to undiagnosed pain or discomfort. Something is in like even unconventional ways. We do recommend a lot of homeopathic remedies to discomfort that your dog might be checked out fine on paper by a veterinarian, but having an unhealthy diet, which is causing bloating and distension and intestinal upset and all that kind of stuff, can promote, like, too many calories of this can promote just an overall demeanor in your dog of being grumpy.
Yeah, well, think about it when, like, you know, when you've eaten too much carbs.
Yeah.
Or you're gassy.
Yeah,
or,
like...
Yeah, all of that stuff absolutely makes a huge difference in personality.
Mm-hmm.
And And obviously the physical component, like a lot of people, like we also recommend chiropractors.
Yeah.
There are so many dogs that come in here and we're like, whoa, that is all out of alignment.
Yeah.
And people don't look at it that way. Like the same way that you pull a disc.
Yeah.
Or you have some herniation, like your dogs have that too, and it makes mm-hmm. you uncomfortable. And then you just have downright health stuff, which yeah, ear infections, sure. mm-hmm. arthritis. Serious
Lyme
pain
disease.
Things,
yeah,
exactly.
Like things
so,
like that that would go unnoticed.
Especially
yeah.
when you have any sudden onset of aggressive behavior, that's something that I always go to a physically medical component
yes.
to first. Mm-hmm. But then we also have the mind, the mindset portion of the medical part. And this is where, for us, when people come in and their dogs are on some sort of psychotropic medication.
Yeah. Anti-anxiety meds, sedation, or anything like that. That's a medical aspect that directly influences the mind, or it's a mind aspect that the medical was brought in on, that the prescription doesn't match the symptoms.
Right.
So when we see that, any dog that comes to us, we always recommend if they are on some sort of
medication
for whatever, Prozac, anti-anxiety meds, or anything, the dog is completely weaned off of that medication before we actually start actively working, or they are in some sort of process of weaning them off. And the reason for that is because the majority of dogs that are exhibiting behavioral issues are doing so out of an expression of the next letter in the mellow mindset, which is E, their emotions.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Right? So what happens is this is why it's all connected, right? Like what happens is the dog is having an emotion, and then is their behavior is in direct correlation with trying to solve or repeat that emotion. Okay, so either solve that emotion, avoid having that emotion again, alleviate that discomfort emotionally, or repeat that emotion, meaning I feel good about this, I like the outcome, I like how I'm feeling, I want to keep doing that. And then what happens is that behavioral, that physical manifestation of that dog trying to heal or deal with that emotion becomes unacceptable to the human, and then we try to treat the symptom of the physical manifestation, the behavior, with medication, which that's not where that is stemming from. It's stemming from the dog not knowing how to properly process their emotions. So that's why that aspect of it is in the M, the beginning, because we want to make sure we have a clean slate, because any sort of anti-anxiety medication or medication for any kind of behavioral issues, they mask other symptoms, which could be keys and clues into teaching your dog how to be have better coping mechanisms.
Well, and the processing skills of an animal under those medications are usually very slowed.
Yeah.
And it becomes very difficult to give them or teach them a skill set to help them through the emotions.
Yeah.
So that's where us as trainers, when we have dogs coming in that have some sort of problem, because the emotions are gonna going to be somewhere in the spectrum of either over-arousal,
yeah,
aggression, extreme fear, anxiety,
insecurity,
nervousness, insecurity, yeah, all of those things. That's what we have to look at. Why is this dog using this behavior? What are they looking to alleviate? What are
yeah
they looking to resolve? And that's how you have to approach everything, based on the emotional components of what the behavior is bringing. So that's why the E is such an important aspect,
yeah,
of this whole thing before anything else. And it stems right down from the whole medical aspect. So after that, we have language.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to touch on one more thing that's really important for the E before we move on. Is that it's not just about the dog's emotions, it's about understanding how it, like, having the human partner and
mm-hmm
the dog partner relationship understand and recognize when the dog is having the emotions.
Yes. And that's where at the O,
yeah,
this is all going to come
full
circle.
Circle.
I was waiting for the
I know. Yes. You're like chopping at the bit for that. But it's at the end for a reason.
Yes.
So the emotional part of it is twofold. Is yes, understanding your dog's has emotions and that your dog's emotions are driving their behavior, but also recognizing, this is where the L comes in, another segue. Recognizing.
Leave it to our marketing genius.
Thank you very much.
So it segues
into recognizing, like, the human understanding how to listen to their dog's emotional state mm-hmm. with their eyes. So understanding the organic language, L, that the dog is born with.
And this is also where people get things backwards, because they start, when people have issues with their dog's behavior, they immediately go to an obedience mindset, teach the dog, sit down, stay, whatever. Mm-hmm. When we say language, that's not what we mean. We mean the language of the dog, learning yes. how to read canine body language, mm-hmm. and also how your body language plays a role in how you're communicating with your dog. So if you guys are not going to become fluent in your dog's native tongue, you're going to have a really hard time when this comes full circle creating a relationship that is based in clear communication, which is what you need yeah. when you have a dog that struggles with these things, because you have to again identify when these moments come up so you can help guide your dog into that alleviation mm-hmm. of their emotion.
Yeah.
And help them repeat that on a cyclical basis, which yeah. is what resolves the issue.
Well, and that's why this piece of this language from the human learning how to see dog language is, a lot of the times the owners we work with say that the dog is fine. Like we did a couple podcasts.
Yes.
The dog is fine, or it came out of nowhere, or I feel this behavior is unpredictable. It's because your dog is communicating with you and the environment through their body all of the time. You only just hear it when the dog gets really intense about it. Mm-hmm. So that piece there is key to knowing that your dog's behavior is driven by an emotion, and they're trying to communicate that emotion and that need to you through their organic language, which is the only one they have. And if you don't know how to hear what they're saying, what they're trying to communicate with you, and I'm using air quotes because what I really mean is, if you don't know how to see what they're telling you in that moment, you're gonna struggle no matter how much obedience you lay over top of that, because they're two totally different issues. Obedience is like the recreational sports. We're talking about learning a second language.
Yeah.
So that's why the E and the L work so closely together. And all of this revolves around building a lifestyle with your dog, how you live with your dog, that's not just solely human, but it's also in a way that speaks to your dog on an organic, instinctive level that teaches them how to live in a human life.
And lifestyle,
which is the second L,
is when I... And I don't know if we talked about this in the past. I think we have. Yes, I think we just did a podcast on this. Where when people get their dog, I hear a lot of I. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of what brings their dog joy, what their dog biologically needs, yes. what their dogs physically need, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So when we talk about lifestyle, we really want to break it down into your individual dog, what their four needs buckets are.
Yeah.
What are their social, emotional, physical, mental needs that they personally require
mm-hmm. To feel fulfilled.
To feel fulfilled. Because another aspect of unwanted behavior comes directly from unfulfillment and frustration. Mm. And so being able to include a lifestyle for your dog that you guys both enjoy, but understanding that we need to meet certain needs sure. and your neighbor's bulldog versus the Belgian Malinois.
Yeah.
Like they're different needs, and that's where we really need to kind of yes. break stuff down.
And meeting your dog in the middle, like the lifestyle that you build with your dog, it's important to understand that what your dog is doing is just being a dog. All of the behaviors that we humans take issue with that usually drives people to contact a trainer is a dog just doing it what makes sense in the
dog
culture.
They're doing dog shit.
Yeah, they're doing dog, it's just dog shit. But we get deeply offended and frustrated by the dog being a dog. And this is where this lifestyle shift, it's almost like a culture clash. It's normal for dogs to jump on each other when they greet each other. It's normal for dogs to dig things, chew things, like
mouth, bite, have emotions,
bark, have emotions,
be afraid,
be territorial. Like resource guarding is a thing that's
totally
normal. Like all of this stuff is normal and rational in the dog world. And then we put that dog, which we've never taken the time to teach how to survive properly in the human society and the lifestyle that we've put upon them that's so artificial. The human lifestyle is so completely artificial for a dog that behavior problems are inevitable. They're inevitable because you have two people from two beings from two different cultures trying to be smashed together under one roof, and no one's willing to compromise.
Oh my God. I'm having a moment. Perfect Strangers. Do you remember that?
Oh, Valky, yes. Valky Batogamas. I love Valky. Oh, my God. That's a bit like...
I'm like, that's
kind
of what
yes.
it is. Like,
cousin. Right? Oh, my God. YouTube that show. But like the premise of the show is this one
cousin
who lived out in rural Europe somewhere...
Yeah.
Like came to live with his cousin
in New York City. Yeah.
And it's just a comedy of errors of them trying to like, Balky's trying to show his appreciation and his cousin's like, you're ruining my life. Oh, it's hysterical. But anyway, we're dating ourselves now. But that's what happens when your lifestyles don't link up like that. And here's the deal. We've got to give a little bit.
Yes.
It's a relationship. We have to set up. Yes, your dog needs to not knock over grandma when she comes for Thanksgiving. Yes, your dog needs to keep you on your feet when you're walking on the leash for potty. Like, yes, your dog can't bite your children over the pizza crust that's on the floor. Like, we understand that. But there has to be a little give there where you're setting up your lifestyle that can imitate or mimic the organic cycle your dog would move through to fill those four needs buckets. And that's what understanding the lifestyle portion of this is so important as well. And that's why all of these letters we're talking about, we're like, this is so key. This is so key. And that's why when we created this MELLOW, M-E-L-L-O method, it was because these are the key factors that when you put them all together, that's when the magic sauce happens.
Yep.
Like, that's the secret recipe. It's not just focusing on, it's like, because some people are like, oh, lifestyle. I have a border collie. I need to run that thing until its legs fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, you have a border collie mix, and the 50% of that dog would really like to sleep for 16 hours a day.
Well,
you know?
Then we get into a whole nother can of worms of like what people, you know, think lifestyle is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And so a little... going back in podcast for you guys, look at the Biorhythm podcast because this is how we start off lifestyle.
Yeah.
And how we implement things that are appropriate for your individual dog.
Yeah. So, and that's why the Biorhythm is it's the center of this because you're giving your dog a little bit of wild dog rhythm that you can manipulate to work for
the suburban life you
live with your three kids. You know what I mean?
To the city, to the farm,
to the herding dog who's out there like working your cattle every day. Like, you can implement this with any dog in any lifestyle form that gives your dog a little bit of that organic dog that they need to fulfill their needs buckets, but it also is so workable for any human being's lifestyle.
Well, and the people that really dig into it, truly dig into it, they're like, oh my God,
yes.
My dog is completely
different. Completely changed.
I mean, from edgy, dog that doesn't want to be anywhere near people, including his owner, to dogs that are affectionate and cuddly and like just have a whole emotional shift. So super important.
Yeah, it's very, very important.
All right, so we're ready to slide into O stands for obedience. Now, obedience is anything. I don't care if it's traditional, sit down, stay, whatever, to rally, to agility, to whatever.
It's you're giving your dog a...
Human language.
Right, human language. So you're giving your dog a verbal cue and you expect them to respond in a physical manner.
And we leave that at the very end because honestly, it's the least important to all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's also what's going to help you now come back to the beginning to create tactics to help your dog move through emotional situations that you see them struggling with. So we always set everyone up on these first four letters. And then when we get to obedience, that's when the dog comes in and stays with us and we layer in the obedience and then work with these dogs and the owner so they can identify, and we're putting this right now into a behavioral modification perspective, but we're looking at, my dog's nervous around new people. I now know through all the other letters why my dog feels a certain way, what my dog does before, what it looks like before my dog has some sort of behavioral outburst.
Yeah, how I can recognize the emotion.
I can recognize those things, and now I can use the obedience to say, hey, buddy, come. Away from that thing that is making you nervous, place next to me and calm down, and I'm going to keep you safe here. And that's where we start really bringing this thing full circle, because now you have a way to communicate with your dog to make them feel better.
Yeah. Because essentially what we're doing, everything your dog does is a habit that they've created that solves a problem. Dogs are very cause and effect. If A happens and I don't like A and I do B and A never happens, B is how you make sure A doesn't happen, right? In the realm of your regular life, if that dog over there makes me uncomfortable when I'm tied up here on a leash and can't get away from it, if I bark at it, I get removed and the dog goes away. Bingo, bango. Reactivity. Right? So like that understanding that piece is important, but what we're doing with the obedience portion of it is not tricks for treats. It's not sit down for a cookie. It's behavior replacement therapy. It's, I see you're getting upset or you're struggling in this situation, you're getting too excited, you're getting too nervous, you're getting too over-aroused, you're afraid. I see you're having an emotion. The way I need you to respond when you have that emotion is not freak out. It's I need you to come here, go to place, walk with me, heal, sit and stay, go to your crate. Like whatever that is. You're training the physical response to the emotional state to be something that you, the human, likes and finds acceptable.
And recognizing the fact in your dog that that's alleviating some sort of emotional stress that they're having.
And so that's how we use obedience. It's not that we're against obedience. It's just we don't want obedience for blind obedience sake. And that's... and I come back to that statement because as a mom of four, I don't want my kids to be afraid of me and just obey me because they're afraid of an outcome. I also don't want them to obey me only when there's something in it for them. Mm-hmm. I want them to obey me because they trust my love for them.
And your judgment.
And my judgment that I'm always going to ask them to do something that is in their well-being.
And what you find is when your dog starts to look at you in that realm where they can trust you, oh man.
It changes everything.
Things change. That is when, and at the end of our all-in program, that's what you're left with. You are left with this intense change because your dog can now look at you as someone that is worthy of following, someone that's worthy of listening to, and someone that's going to keep them safe and feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing shit.
Yeah. absolutely. And that's ultimately what everybody wants with their dog.
That's it. And I always like, I don't care. I don't walk my dog around in a military heel. I don't care if my dog is sitting or standing or whatever, as long as they are in a calm headspace. Like right now, like we're like talking in our office and my dogs are just kind of mulling about, like they're just living life based on what we've gone through for the past 10 years with them, you know? And it just becomes this thing where your dog understands when they, and going back to behavior replacement therapy, when they have a feeling, I do this instead. Mm-hmm. And that's your job as a parent, just like it is with your children.
Yeah.
You're patterning behaviors, so when your children do go off on their own, they'll be able to go have a skill set to rely on and not just be reactive towards everything. And that's what we're doing with dogs. It's the same exact concept.
Yeah, it is. And that's, and I always say this, and I bring it up almost every time. If you're gonna say that your dog is your baby, your dog is your child, then you should raise your dog as if you were raising a human child. And I don't mean that in the literal sense, but I mean that in the sense of you have to create a communication with your child so that they have an understanding of their standard of behavior. And they have a clear understanding of when they step out of that and step and are rewarded for that. So that's our mellow method. M for medical and mindset, E for emotions, L for language, L for lifestyle, and O for obedience. And that's what that's why it's a method. It's a process that you work through. And here we go. Here's the shameless plug. Are you ready for it? Prepare yourselves. Brace yourselves. That's why we created the e-course that we're releasing, because this is something that you can do with your dog on your own. It walks you through each one of these letters, but also within that letter, the practical steps that you can take with your dog in your everyday life that can adjust things majorly for you. And it's for everybody. It's for the person whose dog is over aroused at the Schutzhund training that can't focus. Mm-hmm. It's for the person who's breeding show golden retrievers, who the dog can't walk nicely or stand in conformation in the ring. It's for the owner who just got a golden doodle for their kid because they always wanted a puppy. It's for the person who's just like, I didn't want a dog, but my son moved out and now I got a dog. Like it's for anybody who wants to have a better relationship and a better form of communication with their dog. That's why we created this course, and that's why we created this method. And we're not the people who are just going to stumble on a pot of gold, in our opinion, and just hoard it for ourselves. We want to make lasting impact and change for the lives of people who love their dogs, because their dogs will reap the benefits of this.
And I think socially, what is put out there in masses is just not what's hitting this mark.
Yeah.
And we're very aware of that.
Yeah.
So, and the mindset course, it's a 4-step process. You know, it's a 4-step course. It's not involved. And it's just simply working off of the things that you guys do every single day together and just tweaking some of those things so you can have these aspects in the Mellow Method.
So. Yeah, and absolutely. So that's what it is. So that's our Mellow Method. We're releasing this e-course. It's going to be on January 12th of 2024 is when it will be officially up on our website for sale. But all month this month of January 2024. So if you're listening to this years in the future and you've scrolled that back this far, hello from the past.
Hello from the past.
if you look at our content from January of 2024, everything that we're putting out has to do with the Mellow Method. And you will hear us refer to this a lot moving forward, because that's what we're building all of our programs around, because it's what's really helping people. So,
and it's what works.
It's what works.
And this is not something that we woke up and just decided on, essentially. It is something that we have both been working with animals in general, not even just dogs. And this doesn't just apply to dogs. This applies to animals across the board.
Oh, yeah.
We've both been doing this for 20 years. I mean, each.
Yeah.
So it's something that we have had a lot of experience in, and in our relationship together, which has probably been 5-ish something years, I don't know, past lives, adding in all that.
Yeah.
but it, when For we, real. When we actually sat down and would talk about things, this was the underlying factor
yeah.
every single time. And
I remember when we came up with the biorhythm mm-hmm. and we were sitting, like, I was on the phone with you and I was taking care of dogs at my house. Mm-hmm. You were taking care of dogs at your house. And I was like, isn't it amazing yeah. every time we have people like go yeah. through this cycle
yeah.
that they always say that their dog is more affectionate yeah. and calmer. And it's like, they have such a hard time just grasping it in the beginning. And then when they live it, they're like, it's amazing. And you're like, we should call it something. I'm like, we should call it something.
Well, but that's the thing too. It's not just like, oh, great. Like, I'm happy that people are doing well, right? Yeah. Like, obviously, like I just fills my heart, but understanding why, like we're learning nerds. Like we are absolutely nerds when it comes to just knowledge. We just need to dig deep, and that's what caused us to dig deeper and deeper and deeper and really start to unravel this piece by piece to understand why this works. And what I'm excited for is, like, there's even more to delve into here.
Oh,
and I can't wait until all of that gets discovered too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
so, guys, that's our mellow method. Keep your eyes on our website, canine-cooperative.com, for the release of that on January 12th. But if you guys found this podcast interesting or beneficial, or you just love us so much, please follow along on anywhere your podcast is hosted. Like this, share it on your social media, tag us. If you start working the mellow method at home, tag us in it. We would love to share your success. Nothing makes us happier when people reach out and share their wins. We love that. Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye.